Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
On Moments of Grace, we talked about the birth of the church. That happened on the day of Pentecost, when a group of believers were all gathered together in one accord. They were of one mind. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You may remember we talked about that, and it just so happened that night when I went to bed, I heard the sound of a rushing wind. In fact, the wind was blowing so boisterously that I wondered if I would be able to sleep. I did, but in the morning, that wind was the talk of the town. The wind had come up on one of the buildings in our town, a Harley-Davidson dealership, and it blew the front of the second story right off the building. Not far from here, there were trees that were uprooted, fences broken down. The wind in our area of Colorado was extreme, and the news stories for the day were all led with that mighty rushing wind. And it got me to thinking, that is a great picture of what happened that day on the day of Pentecost, because the power of that wind came in and changed people so that instead of being gathered together fearful of being arrested, they went out and they all began to preach and proclaim that Jesus Christ is alive, and they were even able to speak to people who didn't speak their own languages because the Holy Spirit filled them. And he gave them the words to speak in other tongues. And yes, it was the talk of Jerusalem, and people were saying things like, these people are drunk. They didn't understand who the Holy Spirit is, and they did not understand the power that was just given to these believers in Christ, now the church. But in Acts chapter 2, verse 14 and following, we see a dramatically changed, dare I say, empowered disciple, now apostle of Jesus Christ, his name Peter. Peter, the one who had denied his Lord three times on the day of his crucifixion. Peter, who was boisterous. Peter, who often did things his own way. Yes, this same Peter became the spokesman for the church. Listen to this. Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words, for these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. And on my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." He continues to quote Joel's prophecy and then goes on to verify that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. The rest of this sermon, as recorded by Luke, goes all the way through verse 41, which tells us that those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Yes, it was a great day. The sound of the rushing wind was the Spirit's coming with great power, and the power was translated to great preaching. The great preaching was translated to evangelism, and the evangelism was translated to 3,000 people coming to know Jesus, believing in the resurrected Savior, and being added to the church. I didn't read you the whole sermon. You need to get into Acts chapter 2. In fact, read the whole chapter. It will get you excited, because this was God at work building the church 2,000 years ago. Ah, but that's not the end of the story. For even today, God is at work building his church. And those of us who are part of this church by putting our faith in Christ are now the builders. We are the ones who are empowered by that same Holy Spirit to share what we know, that Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he did rise again. He is alive even today, and he will save to the uttermost anyone who calls on him for salvation. And if you haven't yet received Jesus, you need to do that now. Receive him as your Savior, and he will keep the promise of God that whoever will believe on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. Do it today. If you need help, contact me. We'll talk about your salvation, because the power is in the gospel. That's what I have for you today on Moments of Grace. I will be back tomorrow with more. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.